To be honest, I think that was probably our best film. You may not have thought so when you saw it, but
it seemed very well edited.
Unfortunately, you did not get the sound, although it was because the sound went on into the projector. The film went into the projector the wrong way. And remember, when I switched it on and switched it back on again, the sound came back because we, by then, devised a lip sync system. One of the big problems with a film that involved speech was syncing the sound to the lips. And people used to hide this. I think one we saw, the chap was on the telephone, and the telephone happened to cover his lips, so you couldn't see that what he was saying was not necessarily what was on the film. But there was a system that you could actually adapt your camera to make a blip for every picture, and then you could line it up afterwards when you transferred the sound, and they would transfer together. That was one of the big problems in the very, very early days of sound. You had a projector with variable speed. You had a recorder or player, tape player with fixed speed, and in between you had a loop. And if the projector got too fast, that loop tightened and slowed it down. And if it got too slow, the loop loosened and the projector speeded up. But it wasn't good enough for lip sync, I'm afraid. It was all right for music and sound, well, not sound effect, but music background, it was good. Lip sync, no. Not unless you used sprocketed tape, which looked like film but was actually tape. And then you could, because it was held by sprockets rather than just floating loosely, you could actually sync.